Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for January 21st, 2014. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet January 27th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Complex, located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Copy of the agenda is attached. Mr. Robert P. Corsa, representing the Delaware Commission of Veterans Affairs and Brain Injury Association of Delaware, will be speaking on TBI-ABI, the silent epidemic. Item number two, there were 38,077 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware pods at the West Complex during the months of October, November, and December 2013. Attached are reports received for each month. Total amount of recycled goods received at the West Complex site during 2013 was 139,134 pounds. And finally, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Phase 1, Revision 3, receives substantial completion effective January 15th, 2014. Thank you, Mr. President.
About aging in place, I don't know if maybe I missed it, but I just wanted to let folks know that we do have it's going to be a very popular forum on Thursday, January 23rd at 5:15 Cape High School, called Aging in Place, and we will have professionals make presentations, but it was organized by all volunteers. And the president of Beebe Hospital will be running the thing as far as organizing it and introducing different folks. But it's going to be very popular, and I hope our folks get a chance to go to that.
Thank you. Ms. Jennings?
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. First item I have is the private activity bond reassignment. We have received correspondence from the State of Delaware of Finance requesting that they have unused a portion of the county's annual private activity bond volume cap be reassigned to the state. The state plans to allocate it to the State Housing Authority. Private activity bonds are tax-exempt bonds issued by public entities to provide low-cost financing to private projects that serve public purpose. Federal law imposes a number of restriction requirements on these PABs. These bonds are for entities that have no impact on Sussex County government. IRS requires state and local governments to serve as conduits for these tax-exempt bonds so that they are regulated properly. Typically, every year at this time, we reassign our unused portion to the state. I recommend that the County Council reassign the county's 2013 unused private activity bond volume cap of $29,190,000 to the State of Delaware.
I have a question. Have we ever used any of that money? That's for private, isn't it?
It is for private. The last time was with the Cadbury and Lewis.
Yes.
Quite some time.
So we did take advantage of it ourselves.
We
and
have.
Helped a private organization.
Yes. Okay. There was some funding through the stimulus that was very similar to this that we used, but this program specifically was Cadbury.
But we're giving it to the state, and we're not using it this year, is what
we're not using it. If we don't reassign it to the state, it's actually a federal program, and the federal program gets it back.
Use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
You have a motion, Ms. Jennings?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council reassign the county's 2013 unused private activity bond volume cap of $29,190,000 to the State of Delaware.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, Ms. Chang.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the 2013 financial report. And I'm going to start it off with Mr. Keith Hammond. He is from our auditors, BDO, and he's going to give you a report on how the audit went and his purpose before we start with the financial report.
Thank you for having me, Council. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take a couple minutes today to give you an overview of our audit. We performed two audits for Sussex County, the audit of the financial statements, as well as the audit of compliance with circular OMB Circular A133 for the federal funds that the county receives. We have a quick overview. Basically, I'm going to overview the status of the audits, the results. There's some required communications that are accounting standards require that we disclose to the county, and then we'll wrap up with a quick comment on the independence. So as I said, we've completed our audits of both the financial statements as well as the single audit, which is the audit of the compliance with federal funds. The annual audit of the financial statements is required by law and bond indenture. The single audit is required as a condition of receiving federal awards in excess of $500,000. The objective of the financial statement audit was to obtain reasonable but not absolute assurance as to whether the financial statements were free of material misstatement. The objective of the single audit is to ensure that the county complied with all material respects with the compliance requirements stipulated in OMB Circular A133 for each of its major programs, of which this year there were four. We issued two opinions. One was an unmodified or clean opinion on the financial statements. The second was a clean opinion on compliance. We have a note here that we're not responsible for the other information included in the CAFR, mainly management's discussion and analysis, some of the statistical data, but we do read that information to make sure it's consistent with the county's financial statements. Management's cooperation was excellent. There's also one final note here that we don't audit the internal controls of the county, but we do consider the design and operation of those controls in guiding our audit, and should there be any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in internal control, we would present those to you. Quick overview results of the audit. Accounting practices and policies and accounting estimates can largely impact the financial statements of the county. So from a practices and policy standpoint, the county is very consistent with what we'd expect of municipal government, not overly conservative, not overly aggressive. The estimates that the county has chosen to use are disclosed in the financial statements and are, you know, some of the primary estimates are accounts receivable allowances, the assumptions for pension and OPEB costs, the reporting and classification of fund balances and net position, essentially restrictions on the county's fund balance and net position, and then finally liability estimates that are not hard numbers, but estimates of health care costs and landfill related costs. Corrected and uncorrected misstatements. We perform a lot of tests of the transactions and detailed amounts in the financial statements. There was only one small reclassification that we suggested and the county made, and two other minor differences, which were too small to correct. Overall, the quality of the county's financial reporting was excellent. The accounting policies and procedures, the estimates that they chose to prepare the financial statements were consistent and appropriate. There was no significant or unusual transactions. There was no alternative accounting treatments that they chose to use a different method. Here we highlight internal controller financial reporting. Essentially, there's three levels of control deficiencies: a material weakness, a significant deficiency, and an internal control deficiency. Material weakness being the most severe. In conjunction with our audit, we did not note any material weaknesses in either financial reporting or controls surrounding the compliance of the financial compliance with A133 awards. Other required communications: there were no significant changes to our audit strategy, things that happened during the course of the audit that caused us to change course or dig deeper. We reached out to those charged with governance, both financial and non-financial, asked a number of questions. No concerns were brought to our attention that caused us to again, change the course of our audit. There were no consultations with other independent accountants. There were no disagreements with management. There were no significant difficulties encountered during the audit. And finally, management provided us with a representation letter indicating that they had provided us with all requested information. Finally, we just like to reiterate that we are independent in both fact and appearance, and take our independence seriously. So we're independent with respect to the county and members of management. That is all that we had for our presentation. Should you have additional questions on the policies or procedures, anything that we performed?
This is for the council. Isn't this Mrs. Jennings' first full year? Maybe I lost a year somewhere, but I think so. I just want to say how much I appreciate your work, Mrs. Jennings and Mrs. Roth. We're very much responsible for this good report. Well, maybe it's her second year. I do lose years every now and then. You do represent other counties, do you not?
That's correct.
Are you familiar? Do any of them use a state realty transfer tax the way we do to greatly fund the operation of the county?
State realty transfer
yes.
tax.
We get half of that. The state gives us half of it, and the towns. Mm-hmm.
You know, other municipalities in Delaware do have that split.
Yes, but are they using it to fund their operation for a large degree?
I think the restrictions that you place on the realty transfer tax mm-hmm. are somewhat unique to the county, whereas a lot of, for instance, City of Wilmington, their realty transfer tax proceeds are
general fund.
Go to the general fund. Yeah.
Go to the general fund.
Right.
Yeah, we do have mm-hmm. a list of where we can put it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the restrictions are somewhat expansive.
So ours.
Correct.
Which restrictions come to mind as being positive in your opinion?
I'm not sure that I'm qualified to speak to that.
Which restrictions were you talking about specifically?
There are a number of restrictions. I would say that, you know, some of them are for public safety, economic development.
Right.
You know, they're enumerated in the code, and unfortunately, I wasn't prepared to speak on that.
Fine.
I apologize.
Any more questions of council?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The point you're making, it's good that we have a list, and we keep to that list, and we don't just use it wherever we want to use it.
That's correct. Right. And so one of the things that we ensure when we audit is that the amount shown in the financial right. statements as restricted is truly restricted.
And I'm sure if Gina thought we were getting in trouble with that list, it's too broad, we could easily shorten that list, right? At any time, the council could do that. Right.
I'll turn it over to Gina. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Now that we have the approval from the auditors that our numbers are correct, now we can present them. To speak on behalf of the realty transfer tax, there are some municipalities in Sussex County that do not, they actually put the funds in their general fund immediately, and we do create another separate accounting for it. So we do take that extra step. So Ms. Roth and I are going to go through the numbers. This slide here, what I want to tell you is that we put together an expansive report. So it's called a financial report. It has a lot more than just financial numbers. There's four sections in that financial report, and we're going to go into overview of each of those sections. So we have an introductory section that talks about a letter of transmittal, which is a letter from Mr. Lawson and me to council and citizens of Sussex County, giving an overview of Sussex County. Our financial award is in there. We have a governmental structure, which gives our org chart, elected officials. The next section is the largest section, of course. That is the financial statements. Then we have the statistical section. And that is usually over a 10-year period. It gives you different kinds of demographics, trends that we've seen in Sussex County. And then the single audit supplement talks about the federal rewards that we had gotten. So the first section is our introductory section. Like I said, the letter of transmittal is an overview. So it gives our population, our land area, what our leading industries are in the county. We talk about our financial planning, where we are a pay-as-you-go basis for the general fund capital projects. And again, it lists our awards, so that we have gotten the CAFR award for 11 years, and we hope to get it again for this year, which would be our 12th year. And we also keep our AA1 bond rating. Okay, into the financial section, which is the largest section. In there is our independent auditor's opinion. Mr. Hammond has just expanded on that, saying that we have a clean opinion. Okay, the next section is our balance sheet. This is very similar to a corporation that has assets minus liabilities equals owner's equity. The only difference in a government is that we have a fund balance. What I like to do here, and what you do see in your financial statements, and I have where the page you can reference if you like, page 21 in the CAFR, is that the general fund and the capital projects fund are funded with general government revenue. So they should be looked together side by side. General fund is our operating, you know, once a year we do a budget, you know, that's what we're spending. Our capital projects is long term. So having $12 million in fund balance means that we've planned ahead, that we do not have to incur debt in the future because we anticipate having capital projects that we can use these funds in a later date. After you come up with your fund balance, governments are required to segregate those fund balances in other lines. The non-spendable portion is inventory, prepaid expenses, things that we can't spend. The restricted is what we just talked about, would be our real estate transfer tax funds that are externally restricted and that we cannot spend those money only on specific purposes. Committed would be contracts that we haven't spent on. Assigned is projects that we foresee in the future, but that we have not set a contract for. And unassigned is our assets that are not obligated currently. Okay. The next slide is the statement of revenues and expenditures and changes in fund balance. This is in the private sector, the income statement. So for our general fund, our revenues over expenditures were $2.4 million. We had some positive notes this year in our general fund. Our revenues are up 2.9% or $1.4 million. Our largest increase was in realty transfer tax. We saw a $3.1 million increase over last year. That was offset with the decrease in sheriff sales of $1.6 million. Seeing those two offset each other tells you that the economy in Sussex County is improving. Another positive note is that even though our revenues have increased, our expenditures are actually decreased slightly, very, very flat. So that is a great note. If you look at our capital projects, our expenditures are up $3.5 million. Of that $6.4 million that you see on that chart, 42% of that, or $2.7 million, it was for our airport. Then the next largest project was our library projects, most of that being the Greenwood Library. We had a new EMS building in the Long Neck area, and then our EOC HVAC repair of $600,000. As you can see, our capital projects is showing a negative, but it's doing that is because we have put money aside, and now we're spending that money, so we don't have to incur debt, because all you can see on the previous slide, it was $11 million. We're spending some of those funds. I'll pull up my slide. So the next slide is where we get our money. So this year, the pie chart shows that our biggest revenue is really transfer tax at 36%. That's $17.4 million. The next is property tax of 26%, which is $11.2 million. There is a slight decrease in our property taxes this year. Normally it is around $12 million, but this is where we had the rebate that year. So really it looks a little bit higher than it normally would have. Charges for services is 24%. The biggest part of that is the row offices that bring in $7.5 million. The next largest part of revenue is the federal and state grants at 12% or $6.1 million. And the largest part of this is the EMS grant at $4 million. And the little sliver down there is that fire service fee that we collect for the fire departments. It's just a pass-through. It was $1 million this year, so the fire service received the $1 million.
Who pays it, the fire service fee?
It is on our building code. It's at
on
it's
our
the
building code.
Code.
Yes, good idea. Yeah. Thank you.
Building permit, yep.
I thought it was insurance. No, it's we have a little surcharge on our permit. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Is that still 0.25%?
That is correct. So our general fund expenditures, so this is how we spent the $46 million. So our largest expense, as you would expect, is our paramedics at 27% or $2.4 million. The next largest is made up of multiple governments. These are the supporting departments of the government, which would be administration, finance, assessment, human resources, IT, buildings and grounds at $8.8 million. The next largest is our grant and aid program at $8.2 million. Over 70% of this grant and aid program is spent on public safety of $5.9 million. Our libraries, which would include the three libraries that the county owns and the 11 independent, that is at $3.7 million or 8% of our expenditures. Okay, the last slide I'm going to talk about before I turn it over to Ms. Roth is our budget versus actual. As you can see, our budget for revenues exceeded, or actually exceeded our budget for $2.6 million. Again, most of that is really to transfer tax. Our expenditures had a variance, and that is due to the use of prior year revenues over expenditures, where we increased our Sussex State Trooper allocation by 4. We allocated additional funds to the Emergency Housing Repair Program, and we've also allocated additional funds to the 11 independent libraries. What I want to touch on this is we did things a little bit different this year so that we don't go over budget. We've already anticipated that we would have a surplus this year. So we had put $1.8 million in the 2014 budget so that we can go ahead and use this money where we see best fit. And administration chose to make sure that we are good long term. So most of that money, $1 million, went into our pension fund to fund our pension liability. We've also put another portion of that aside, about $540,000, for our capital projects fund. So if we don't see any expenses this year, we would like to move that over as well. We also put $150,000 into the emergency housing repair fund, just like we did in the previous year, because it worked out very well. And $110,000 was for employee bonus that was given in December. So I am going to turn it over to Ms. Roth to talk about our water and sewer funds.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I think we save a lot of money by using these buildings here in Georgetown. We have made a lot of repairs. Where does that money come from for the repairs to this building?
That would be
or
the
upgrades.
Yeah, that would be the capital projects fund.
Capital
so anything
so at
for
the
our infrastructure.
Okay,
yep.
That's what I need. Thank you.
We've got an I like to call it an endowment fund. Calculate up to $1 million, $10 million for the fire company and the ambulance service. I believe was recommended by Mr. Vincent. How is that done? I know the interest, the first 1% comes to the county. Up to 4% additional goes directly to the
fire company.
To the fire company, to the ambulance.
That is correct. So we paid down one of our bonds in our sewer district, and we're using the interest that we received on that bonds so that it's guaranteed that whatever we make, 4%, 1% comes here, and then 4% goes to the fire companies.
That's great. And which of those categories would that endowment fund be in?
In the fund balance?
Yes.
That would be in our restricted.
Excellent. that has restrictions on it, I believe. It would take a super majority of the council to touch.
No, because we're actually using really transfer tax money to do it. Because it's public safety, we use that.
And it would take a super majority for the council to touch that money, I believe is how it was set up.
That is correct, 4/5.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Good morning. I'm going to be covering a business type revenues, and basically these are water and sewer funds. Again, it was $40.2 million this year we collected in those funds. Service charges, again, is the greatest portion, and that was $17 million. Net operating or non-operating was 41%, which is 16.5, which is a net position or a net gain in those funds of $8.2 million. Now, again, you have to remember a lot of these funds are restricted. Actually, that whole $18.2 million are restricted, either for bond debt or future capital. Also in this, you'll see that our capital contributions increased from $13.1 million last year to $5.6 million. Again, this is all stimulus money, which is our grant money, federal grant money. Also, connection fees did increase. Again, it's because we have more users coming on this year. We're up to almost 64,000 EDUs this year. Okay, I'll be covering the pension plan. This year contributions were at $14 million, which includes our normal contributions as well as our net investment earnings. Deductions is what we pay out to our retirees, which currently we have 180. This includes their regular pension as well as all their health insurance benefits. And that was $14.4 million, which our net increase was 9.6. Overall, we have $86 million in our pension fund this year. Long-term debt, this is only for our sewer debt. We have no general fund debt, which is awesome for a governmental agency. You will see that we no longer have revenue debt, which was our West Rehoboth bond debt, which we paid off this year. Again, the statistical section, like Mrs. Jennings had stated, this has our economic information, our demographic information, as well as our financial. If you're ever looking, if you're doing a presentation sometime in the community, you might want to look at this section. It has a lot of information in it on trends for most of the last 10 years. Here's a few. We have the library circulation. Went from $1.2 million to $1.2 million in circulation to $1.6 million in circulation. Our paramedic incidents went from 11,000 up to 15,000 in the last 10 years. Our EDUs went from 44,000 up to over 64,000 EDUs. And our permits issued went from 11,000 in 2004 to 7,000. One good point in this one, our low point was in 2010 at 6,300. So, you're seeing that progression, like Mrs. Jennings mentioned. You know, the economy is turning around. The single audit is our A133 audit, which Mr. Hammond had mentioned earlier. And this just shows where our money or our funding was this year. Again, U.S. Department of Ag is our sewer money. And it's down, again, because we had all that stimulus money in the last 3 years. We're only down to $6 million this year. Housing and urban development is down, mainly because the NSP program is phasing out. That was, again, a stimulus program that has been phasing out. Department of Transportation is FAA, which is our airport. And, again, that's just based on what construction costs we have in that fiscal year. Homeland Security actually increased this year, mainly due to Superstorm Sandy, which was over $200,000. And, again, our CAF report will be available online as of now, I believe. It's electronic, and as well as a presentation is there as well.
Where did that $200,000 Sandy money go? Is that a pass-through, or did
Washington?
We spent it, so we go reimburse 75% of our cost.
How did we spend it?
Wages. There's eligible costs. There's wages, benefits. Sandy was in the summer, so pump stations, generators being run. That was a large portion. Vehicles being used.
There was no pass-through money to the private sector, to citizens who lost.
No, this is reimbursed for our expenditures, not a pass-through.
Okay.
There may have been otherwise, but we don't handle that. So this is just reimbursement for the county expenditures that were laid out during Superstorm Sandy.
Thank you.
But I know there is federal money available, I think, through Small Business Administration as well.
For the private sector?
For the private sector.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Any questions from council?
No.
Ms. Jennings or Ms. Roth, whichever. As we stand today, what percent of our pension plan are we funded to?
Good question.
It's 81.7% currently.
Okay. How about our OPEB?
It is, I had that one, 70%.
70.6.
70.6.
Okay, so 70% for the health benefits and 80% ballpark for pension plan.
That is correct.
That's good for a government, but still a far cry from 100% where we should be.
I agree. We should be at 100%. That's why a few weeks ago I had brought in the assumptions, and once we get this report that's given us the 80% was actually done in January of 2013, so it is a year now that we're going to be re-looking at that and using the new assumptions that you had passed. So using the assumptions, we should see that increasing.
Wasn't it higher in the prior years?
It was.
The percentage?
It was. It was because of the losses that we had seen in the economy, part of that. There was a mortality rate change that caused a lot of it, showing that people are living longer, so then you're not funding as much because now people are. And then I hear that there's another mortality table that's coming out again that's going to show that people are living even more.
Don't tell us about that.
Sorry. I don't want you to be surprised when you see the number go down, because we are trying our best.
Say the amount.
We're not taking a position. We're opposed to people living longer.
No, we're not.
No.
But we constantly fund more than what we are required to fund. We want to keep funding that to keep getting closer to that 100%.
Okay. Well, I know it's going to be painful, but it would seem appropriate that you devise a plan to get us to 100%, present it to council for approval. It's going to take some sacrifice, I suppose, but I think having a plan to hit that 100 mark is important. What percentage of that money is in, say, equity in the market? 50% or so?
60%.
Okay. So 2013 was a good year for the market. We should see a significant increase.
We should see, yes. Yeah, and we saw a $9 million increase just in 2013, which was great. We hadn't seen that type of increase in a while. This was 11% increase. Great.
Well, but we've cut back a lot on our employees, on the kind of coverages they've had under medical, and hope you're not talking about cutting back on benefits in order to do that.
I didn't think we cut back on
medical at all, have we?
I didn't know it.
Ms. Jennings?
The only thing we have changed with the pension was new employees starting January 1st. They are required to contribute the 3%.
Okay.
Towards your pension.
Towards their pension.
Well, health benefits, we didn't take anything away.
In fact, we have not.
We did better with dental and I envision, I think.
I thought so, too.
That is correct. Yeah. We haven't changed anything.
All these funds are market sensitive. So, like you said, a couple years ago, we were better off, and things went down. Things go back up. Maybe the thing to do is we have a plan not to get us to 100%, but just a plan that you feel and our consultants feel that will protect us in the next bubble, you know, when the things start cascading down, that we don't fall down with it,
right?
That we can get out.
And we did, because we were very conservative, we didn't see the losses that most governments saw. So
a lot of people are predicting now that we've gone up again. It's like every couple 4 years, there's a bubble and a burst and a bubble, you know, so maybe we need to be prepared for that type of market in the future and have a plan for that, as opposed to a knee-jerk reaction.
Question to the council?
Didn't we make a change in the way spouses can be covered by medical insurance? In other words, we do what the state does now. I don't think it's as wide open as it was. Didn't we change that?
For spousal coordination, if a spouse can get health insurance on another plan and does not create a hardship for them, then they should go on the plan that the spouse.
So that's a big change from what we had. Okay, I see. Thank you.
Anything else from council? Thank you both very much, and thank you and whoever else helped you and your staff. This is a big deal, so thank you. It's a very good job. Well done. Well done. Okay, next thing on the agenda is old business, and prior to having Mr. Moore read the short title and over